Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. We are live. Yep, today is April 10th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. As you can see, I am not in New York. I am in California right now, coming to you live. So very interesting because we're like the two bookends of the nation, New York and California. So I just kind of went to the other bookend because the Lord called me there to do some to do some things here and deal with some things here going on in California. So welcome to everybody jumping in. We're so happy to have you. I see people from California coming in. Hello, welcome from Connecticut, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Louisiana, Ireland. Hello to our friends in the Ireland and UK and our international audience that is now pouring in. Let's see, Florida, Utah, Massachusetts, a few Massachusetts. And let's see who else is coming in before we begin. New Hampshire, Texas, Tennessee. Wonderful. Oh, Mora, New York. Well, hello to our neighbors in New York. Washington, D.C. Oh, we're going to pray for you. That's an interesting atmosphere. So welcome to those of you watching in Washington, D.C. right now, and those of you coming in from the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to ask you to share this broadcast. We have some things, some breaking things, actually, to share with you as well. Some very interesting shifts are happening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer, and then Clay Clark is going to come on for the first half hour, and then the last half hour, we're going to deal with some things prophetically that are happening that we have to talk about. I mean, these are some incredible things that are happening prophetically. So let me open up in prayer. And then we will get into today. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. And we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father. Lord, we just ask you, wash us. We apply that blood of Jesus, Father God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins, the atonement. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us. It reconciled us back to you, Lord. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. It tore the veil of the Holy of Holies, Father God, that we have access to you through Christ Jesus. And Father, we just in the name of Jesus Christ praise you that he rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, into this place, Father. Let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence, your might, your truth, Father God, mightily begin to move. Order our words tonight, Father God. Order our steps, Lord, because the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through our mouths that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege in our team of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we just ask you would fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. And Lord, we just in the name of Jesus Christ rebuke every work of darkness, iniquity, plot, scheme, contract, assignments from the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the fire of God, we command them be destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, and cast back to the pitch, dry places and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We're most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. We owe you every breath. We are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us, Father God. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father God, and we love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, welcome to those of you who were jumping on. If you could share this broadcast, we very much appreciate it. There's going to be some important prophetic information in this broadcast. So what we're going to do in a moment here, we're going to bring Clay Clark on for the first half hour. And then the last half hour, we are going to be getting into some things that are happening that are absolutely incredible as we are on the cusp of a very prophetic Passover. I'm also going to just ask all of you to please pray because Chris had a partial seizure today. And he is sleeping right now in the other room, and he is resting, and he needs to let his brain rest right now. So I'm just going to ask all of you just to keep that in prayer right now, and just pray for his, you know, pray for his mind just to be healed, and his brain just to settle down while we're here. I would very, very much appreciate that. So thank you for that. You guys are all so wonderful about doing that, about praying for us, and we just so appreciate that. So what we're going to do now, let's bring in Clay Clark. Guys, this is like being on a roller coaster with no seatbelt. So just get ready for this. Okay. Welcome, Clay.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here with you. And again, I'm so sorry that you're dealing, you and Chris are going through this challenging time here. I do want to tell you, we will be praying for you today from Tulsa. I also want to tell you that Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, I literally just got off the phone with him, and yes. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is a mutual great friend of ours.
Yes,
a lot of wonderful people met each other through the Reawaken tour, and he was bragging on you and was celebrating you and said you had a really powerful moment there at Influence Church. I'm not sure where people can go to see that presentation or if they can, but...
They can. Yes, it's on our Rumble. We live streamed it last night. They could go to our Rumble.
Okay. Yeah. He said, just said it was a great connection with his audience, and it's influencechurch.org. That's Pastor Phil's church. So again, Amanda, thank you for allowing me to be here with you.
Oh, you're welcome, Clay. So there's a lot going on right now.
Yes. Well, what I thought we would do, if we could, I feel like there's three things that I wanted to address, and then we'll get to the good part of the show, AKA the prophetic part. But the three things I just wanted to address is, people ask me all the time, they say, hey, now that you guys aren't doing the Reawaken tour, what are you doing? What's happening? What are you doing? Are you doing something? Are you taking time off? Are you at the lake? What are you doing? So this is what we're doing. Eric Trump, who you got to know very well through the Reawaken tour, Eric, Alina Haba, yourself, and a few others will be joining me in Tulsa, Oklahoma in September for the upcoming Thrive Time Show business workshop. Now, a lot of your listeners might not know this. I know you know this, but I've been doing business conferences for the past 20 years, and about every quarter we do a business conference, and typically we'll bring in people like Tim Tebow, or we'll bring in the former, you know, chief marketing officer who turned Harley Davidson around 20 years ago. We'll bring in business experts, and we teach how to start and grow a successful company. And if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, your listeners can see that, thrivetimeshow.com, your powerful interactive workshops. Well, I'm backstage talking with Eric Trump, and Eric was saying, hey, we got to keep this momentum going, kind of keep this group together. Let's, you know, and he says, are you still doing those business conferences? And I said, absolutely. And he said, well, I'd like to come. And so Eric has joined us at our business workshops. We're calling them Make American Business Great Again, Make American Business Great Again. But basically, if you're watching today's show and you're a doctor, you're a dentist, you're a lawyer, you're a photographer, you own a business of some kind, and you want to take it to the next level, I would highly recommend you go right now to thrivetimeshow.com, request tickets. And then, Amanda, I believe you're going to be doing a service following the business conference there. And I'm not sure all the details of that yet, but I encourage everybody. Amanda, how would you describe it? I mean, there's about 350 people in attendance. They're a lot of fun. How would you describe the business conferences?
The business conferences, Clay keeps them very interesting. He keeps them fun, and he gives you a lot of very, very useful information. And he always brings something biblically into it as well. And it is something that you will absolutely glean from, you will absolutely learn from, and you will grow from.
I will say this too. One of your listeners has a dog breeding company based in Pennsylvania, I believe. And she has tripled the size of her dog breeding company since coming to the actual workshop. Another one of your listeners happens to be in the automotive repair industry. He has doubled, more than doubled, these are real examples, has doubled the size of his business since coming to the workshop. So if your listeners out there want to know more about that, they can just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you can click on testimonials. You can see over 2,000 case studies of clients that we've helped over these 20 years. And again, if you need help with your marketing, your branding, your search engine, hiring, inspiring workflows. Anybody out there who wants to be a business owner or who is a business owner, learn how to start and grow a business, go to thrivetimeshow.com. So that's kind of housekeeping note number one. And by the way, we lost over $2 million on the Reawaken America tour. And so I committed to do that up until the election. And we did. And Trump's back in office. So topic number two, everybody keeps asking me, Clay, you're a business guy. What are your thoughts on tariffs? And Amanda, I thought if it's okay, I sent you a video clip. I think your all-star production team has that clip ready. This is Howard Lutnick, who is the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. And I thought we could play that clip because Howard is more respectable than I am. And I thought the listeners could hear what Howard has to say, and then maybe we could unpack it a little bit.
Okay.
I believe in the dream. I believe in the power of the clip.
Yes, they're getting it. They'll get it up.
Okay. And again, now, folks, Howard Lutnick, if you don't know, this is President Trump's Secretary of Commerce. And this is a guy who is responding to questions from Jesse Waters from Fox about what tariffs will likely mean to the United States economy. And I think we all are in agreement watching today's show. We want to bring back our essential manufacturing back into these United States. And most people agree that a good way to do that is to impose tariffs. And I just want people to understand, I'm 100% in support of Donald J. Trump. I'm 100% in support of America. Big fan of this thing called Jesus. I'm a big fan of Jesus, God. We're on the same page. However, Howard Lutnick is this Secretary of Commerce, and he's sharing his actual reaction as to what he believes the future looks like for the American economy. And I think people should hear this clip there, Amanda.
Okay.
Here we go. Feeling the flow.
With his rockets that he invented. Imagine that. He's building the coolest robots you've ever seen. Go online and look up Optimus. It is the coolest thing you've ever seen. We're all going to be buying robots. They're going to cost about $30,000. You're going to be buying a Tesla robot, and anybody who doesn't buy a Tesla robot is going to be silly. No one's going to be keying anything.
I got to stop you. You're saying we're going to have $30,000 robots soon that I can buy and boss around and get them to do chores? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
When?
Go online and look up Optimus.
When do I get a robot?
I think he says at the end of 26, he's going to start making tons of robots, 27 and 28. He thinks 2028, you and I are each going to have five robots each.
Five
each? And they're going to mow our lawn, and they're going to make us coffee, and they're going to make our bed, and then we're going to figure out that because they're online, they're going to fix our bathroom and renovate our bathroom. I'm telling you, we're both going to have really nice bathrooms.
What to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income.
Okay, we can stop it right there. So Elon Musk, Amanda, is talking about, he believes that humanoid robots, they're called Optimus. Anyone can go to X tonight and just do a search for Optimus. You'll see Elon Musk's humanoid robots. He calls these the Optimus. He calls the plural form, by the way, of the word Optimus. He calls the humanoid robots the plural form of the Optimus. He calls them legions, just something to think about. And he's talking about how they're going to bring back manufacturing, the verb. They're going to bring back the verb of manufacturing back to the United States. But Elon Musk has a vision where primarily those jobs would be filled by humanoid robots that do a lot of the work. So that's the conversation that's happening. I do not claim to be prophetic. I'm just reporting the facts. I don't claim to be a tariff expert. I'm just reporting the facts. So I just wanted to get your reaction, Amanda, as to what Lutnick had to say there.
Well, you know, this is, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, shiny new objects. So basically, you know, these robots are coming out. People think they're very cool. People think this is very cool. The problem may become, heaven forbid they malfunction and they do something actually quite dangerous. What is going to happen there? Can they be hacked? Can they be hacked in order to purposely malfunction and do things and maybe more dangerous or sinister things? That would be my concern with that. Are they hackable? Like, that is my number one thing. Secondly, you know, there is a great war going on for the soul of Elon Musk. There really is. And the Lord has given him a time of grace, and He has to make a decision within that time of grace. Because when that time of grace thins, then the Lord is going to do what he needs to do. So, you know, that's how I kind of feel about that. And as, you know, far as the tariffs go, you know, this issue of tariffs goes back past the Civil War. The Civil War was the first time income tax was introduced and tariffs began to be lowered in this nation. And it continued over the centuries to what we see now. I think in a way we have to have tariffs. I think we have to shift the entire economy of this nation. I think we have to go back to the Civil War, right? And pull up that deep, dark root that after that war, things began to drastically change in this nation.
So I would like to pile on to what you said, and I just want to respond to some of the, with the limited time we have, some of the comments here. If everybody will open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23, and I'm going to pull up the Revelation here on my screen here. So I'm not playing solitaire. I'm not misquoting the Bible. I am not being distracted playing some sort of video game here. I'm just reading to you Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23. It says, "And the voice of the harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft may be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants," aka business people, "were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." So as I look at this as, what does the Bible have to say about these events? And I just would encourage everybody out there, there is a push. There's a push to replace human work with robots or AI. And I would encourage everyone to go back to the Bible, open up your Bible in the book of Genesis. God gave Adam the garden to work it. And the Hebrew word for work means worship. So the Hebrew word for worship means work, and the Hebrew word for work means worship. Think about that, folks. The Hebrew word for worship means work, and the Hebrew word for worship means work, and work means worship. It's the same thing. So what? Yeah, so in Hebrew, you can't say work without worship, and you can't say worship without work. Hopefully I'm making sense. So God gave Adam the garden to work as unto the Lord, right? Colossians tells us work as unto the Lord and not as unto human masters, for we're going to have an inheritance as unto the Lord. The Bible instructs us in both Genesis and Exodus to work 6 days and rest on the seventh. And I can go really, really deep into that. I'm not going to, but what I'm saying is this idea of not working and doing nothing and accepting a universal basic income, that is an agenda being pushed by the following four people. Yeah. One, you hear it pushed openly and often by Yuval Noah Harari, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. Two, you hear it pushed by Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is being replaced by a guy by the name of Borg, B-O-R-G-E, who also pushes universal basic income. Third, Xi Jinping, China, they love the idea of universal basic income. And four, Elon Musk pushes universal basic income. So I would just say, regardless of where we all stand on different tariffs and high tariffs, low tariffs, no tariffs, I think we all should definitely do what the Bible says and work as unto the Lord and resist any kind of scenario where we have universal basic income and we replace all jobs with humanoid robots. So that would be thing number one. So thing number one, I want to let everybody know today with the limited time we have, you know, Eric and I and yourself, Amanda, we are very much closely connected. We are doing what we can do to, you know, frankly, President Trump's in office and he can't do everything. And so if you're out there today and you say, what can I do? We got to raise our kids to fear the Lord and nothing else. We got to create strong companies so that we can give more and sow more seeds into ministries. And we've got to educate the people around us about the Bible and the Word of God. And someone says, well, do you share this information with the people you know? Absolutely. And Amanda, you know that to be the people that know me. They say, I do. I mean, I unapologetically share this information with everybody out there. So I would just say, if you're out there today and you're talking about tariffs, I'm not going to debate about high tariffs or low tariffs, but I am saying, hey, look out. We don't want to replace human jobs with humanoid robots. Yeah. We don't want to use AI to take all the jobs. And then the third call to action I would have, or the third thing I wanted to talk about in this stack of stuff, is you're seeing now China is beginning to, this week, they turned on a $1.2 trillion payment alternative to the SWIFT payment system. And they continue to talk about how much gold they are hoarding. Many very reasonable media outlets. There's a media outlet by the name of Mark Moss on YouTube. Everybody can look him up. Mark Moss, who happens to maybe not share our worldview, but a guy who's a very realistic economist, economic expert. They're beginning to report that China and Russia, the whole BRICS bloc, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they are openly hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation to introduce a financial system or a reserve currency that would be an alternative to the U.S. dollar. And so if everybody watching today's show, you say, what do I do with this information? One, I would highly recommend that you come to one of our workshops so you can learn how to make your business the best. Two, I would read the Bible. I would read Revelation chapter 18. Verse 22, 23 today. Every day, you're the first person. You're the first adult in my life who told me. You said directly, Clay, you need to read that Bible every day. So I would encourage everybody to read the Bible, Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23. Also, Daniel chapter 2. The Bible warns us about this thing called the fourth kingdom, where they would attempt to mix the miry clay with the iron, man with man and machine. That's also something that Elon Musk, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, and the like are in favor of, mixing man with machine. They call this transhumanism, and I just encourage everybody to resist that. And then final calls to action. If you haven't yet tried to protect your wealth, I really think you want to look for a safe haven. And so regardless of who you go with or what you do, I do work with Andrew Sorcini. That's who I buy my gold from. And I just encourage everybody, schedule a consultation. I mean, most of the people that know me through the Reawaken Tour remember when gold was $1,200 an ounce, and I kept telling people to buy it. I've been buying precious metals and gold specifically since it was $400 an ounce, $450 an ounce back in 2005. And I started buying that per the recommendation of a banker. And now the price of gold is over $3,000 today. So I just encourage everybody, hopefully I'm giving you some practical action steps out there, but I encourage you, the Bible talks about hyperinflation, Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. The Bible in Haggai also tells us that the gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. So gold and silver is God's money. I just encourage everybody listen into part two of your show today with the prophetic aspect of the show. But I just wanted to give people some facts and some news and some updates, Amanda, because I think a lot of people are saying, what is going on?
Well, yeah, and it's all going on right before Passover. It's all going on within the 30-day window between Purim and Passover. This is very prophetic and deliberate that this is happening at this time.
You know, I'll say this too. It was interesting about your show. I listen to a lot of secular shows about business, about investment cycles, and a lot of what they are saying and the timing of it, they don't mention anything related to the Bible or Passover or Easter, but the dates they talk about correspond almost exactly with what you talk about on the prophetic side of things. And so because most people don't know that, I mean, but 27% of the Bible is prophetic and 73% of the Bible is historical. It's very interesting to me how these financial gurus and experts, they never reference the Bible, but the timelines that they talk about and the events they talk about exactly parallel what you talk about on your broadcast. That's why I'm very excited to see part two of your broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Clay. We so appreciate you coming on as well and sharing with us, because there is a lot going on. There's a lot to break down right now. And it's nice to have somebody on, too, that understands the business side of what is happening as well, because people out there, you know, what they do with their jobs, what they do with their life. Some of them have businesses. You know, they're curious right now. Some of them are a little concerned. Some of them are a little, you know, they're in the stock market right now and they're having panic attacks in a way over this. So it's nice to have somebody come on that understands that side of it.
I'll say this, my final thought here before we have to go there. One of my longtime clients, Amanda, he was a paramedic, and in the particular city he lived in, this is over 10 years ago, but the particular city he was in, they did some layoffs. Long story short, he was a paramedic without a job. He came to one of our workshops. Now he has a very, very successful real estate photography company. And I could go on and on sharing stories. There's a pizzeria in Satellite Beach, Florida, hit hard by the COVID lockdowns, called Papa Gallo's Pizzeria. They've grown their business almost 8 times. Aaron Antis, a frequent guest on your broadcast. Good friend of yours. Aaron Antis, I mean, we've helped him grow Shaw Homes from basically a $14 million company to a $150 million plus company. So if you're out there today looking for something beyond motivation and you want to know specifically how to start and grow a successful company, you want to meet Eric Trump, you want to meet Alina Haba, you want to meet Amanda Grace, go to thrivetimeshow.com. And as always, you can name your price, so $250 or whatever price you want to pay. Amanda, thank you for putting up with me. And for everybody in the comments, thank you for joining. I promise you're going to love part two of today's broadcast.
Thank you, Clay, for coming on.
Take care.
Take care. God bless. Okay. I tell you, Clay is like being on a roller coaster with no seatbelt. I say it all the time. He laughs at me when I say it, but it is true. And some of what Clay said will tie into part two. So I'm going to ask you to share this broadcast because we are about to get into some very, very deep prophetic things. And I'm just going to try to, let's see here if I can do this. Let's see here. Nope, it's not going to let me. Hold on one second here. I might have to switch my notes to something else that I can actually like read from because it's on the same page. So basically my notes right now on my laptop, I'm going to email them to myself on another page. So maybe I can actually like see them at the same time that I'm talking to all of you. Just a second here. Because there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to get into. And all of this coming right before Passover, what is happening is just incredible. And we're going to get into that because something happened just a couple of hours ago even that we need to talk about. So let me just copy this. And then I'm going to. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to copy this. I'm going to email it to myself, and then I can look at the notes through email because I don't think there's any other way to do this right now, guys, in order to talk about this so I can actually see you and what's going on. What is that? Oh my gosh. There we go. See, I can't even pull it up. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Let me try it from here. I want to make sure I can see all of you while I do this. And this is unfortunately. Okay. Hold on a second here. This is going to work. Google just signed me out. So I'm just going to give you the play-by-play of what Google is doing right now. Because the problem is I need to be able to see all of you. And I can't see all of you if I'm on the same tab. Okay. All right. I just sent it to myself. Here we go. Now I can put this like this. All right. And then I've got you guys here. Perfect. I did it. I did it, everyone. We're good. We're good to go now. Okay. So we're going to get into some things here that are pretty deep, actually, and quite amazing, because I'm telling you, we are in for a very prophetic Passover. We are. This is probably going to be one of the most prophetic Passovers, and what we're watching happen on the cusp of these of this is quite amazing. And we have breaking news as well. I'm just going to read Isaiah 46, 9 through 11, and we'll get into it. But Isaiah 46, 9 through 11 says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east." Now remember, an American eagle or a bald eagle is a bird of prey. As well, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. This is a time of that. This scripture, Isaiah 46, 9, 11, right? 9 through 11, 9, 11. President Trump's own presidencies equal 9, 11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9, 11. So it's a time of that scripture, Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. Now, we have to talk about what happened today. Something happened that I believe is a prophetic warning of what they are about to try to do to this nation and what they are about to try to do to President Trump. So let's put up the article about the plane. Something happened just today at Reagan International Airport that is quite profound. Just 2 days before Passover, we're still in the window. We're still in the window. And this happens. And it involves two American Airlines planes. And what happened at Reagan? Once again, it is Reagan. It has happened at Reagan over the past three times that we have seen this, except this is a little more serious what happened. So as soon as we get up the article, we will show you, and then we're going to prophetically talk about it. Okay, breaking. Two American Airlines planes just clipped wings at Reagan National Airport with several congressmen on board. What is going on at DCA? That is a very good question right now. What is going on at DCA? So I'm going to tell you a few things about this, okay? It involved two American Airlines American Eagle planes that clipped each other. When an eagle's wings or a bird's wings are clipped, it means they can't fly. And there were several congressmen on board. So this is a warning too, also as well to Congress. But when a bird's wings are clipped, they can't fly. And these two American Eagles clipped each other. And I believe as well, this is a warning right now that there is going to be an attempt to clip the wings of America right now. There is going to be a very serious attempt to try to clip its wings as it's mounting up in order to bring it to a crash. I truly believe that. So you have to intercede and pray, because I believe this is a warning of that. And it also keeps happening at Reagan. President Trump and Reagan are connected. Okay. And not only are they connected, Ronald Reagan, within his first year in office, had a very serious assassination attempt on his life where he was wounded. And these things keep happening at Reagan. I believe that is a warning as well. It also happened on the 10th of April. Why is that significant? There were 10 plagues in Egypt. There were 10 sons of Haman that were put on the gallows. We are literally 2 days before Passover. I don't think all of these things are coincidence. I believe they are happening for a very serious reason. So we really have to pray and intercede right now as these things are going on. Now, I also want to go into what has happened so far, and then we're going to get into the to what is happening with America and China and this war that is just heated up. China is going to bow. China will end up surrendering, but it's going to be very interesting getting there. So the way we entered this window on Purim, Trump Tower was stormed by a crowd of pro-Palestinian protesters who operated in the spirit of Amalek, the same spirit and line that Haman came from that tried to destroy the people of God in the book of Esther. Russia, China, and Iran met on Purim to put pressure against President Trump when it came to sanctions. The JFK files, after decades upon decades, were released unredacted, and the guilt of agencies in this nation and vice presidents testified against them. The security clearances of Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and others were revoked within this window. Haman's security clearance was revoked when the king realized Haman tricked him to make a decree which involved killing his own wife. Imagine if they had social media back then, what that would have looked like all over Facebook and X. So that happened. Multiple enormous earthquakes within the earth. Israel, without warning, breaks a two-month ceasefire with Hamas, rains down fire on Gaza, and threatens to, quote, open the gates of hell. Right? Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter because it's the same spirit. It's just the cover of the book is tweaked by the kingdom of darkness for the different generations. Tariffs were introduced. The American stock market plummeted while gold hit an all-time high. The Chinese stock market had its worst crash since 1997. This is where it's going to get very interesting, very fast, okay? Because this is where prophetically we are going to go. So 1997 is 28 years. You know who reigned 28 years in the word of God? Jehu. So China had its worst stock market crash since 1997. That was 28 years. And Jehu reigned 28 years in scripture. Jehu is going to come into play here very seriously in a moment. First, I want to put up the article from the Financial Times that just came out today. And then we're going to get back to Jehu and China, because this is going to be a historic moment within the earth. So we'll get back into that in a moment, but I want to show you this. U.S. stocks. Okay, that's the first one. Shoot to historic gains after Trump pauses most of his tariffs. But the Financial Times also had an article that was saying as well that they all of a sudden started to plummet again. So when he increased the tariffs on China, this historic gain, a huge sell-off began to happen, including in commodities. So the Financial Times had that article, and then they had an article talking about equities, dollar, and oil. Basically, there are huge sell-offs that are happening right now within the market because of this. So this historic shoot, all of a sudden now, there's a huge sell-off that I believe started today when the tariffs were increased even more on China. And I will tell you that the tariffs on China were increased 145%. That is what President Trump doubled down, tripled down, increased the tariffs on their goods by 145%. Isn't that interesting? Number 45, first of all, right? Because 45th president, President Trump is in office, China is involved with a plague hitting the earth. So isn't that interesting? Also, 145, 1 plus 4 plus 5 equals 10. There were 10 plagues on Egypt. There were 10 sons of Haman that were taken to the gallows when Haman's plot was basically found out. And so I don't think that's an accident either. The number 10. And here we go. The tariffs equal 10, right? The 145% equals 10. And now on April 10th, you have two American Airlines, American Eagle planes literally clipping each other and almost having an enormous collision at Reagan. So I don't think any of this is an accident. Now, back to China for a moment, because they've had their worst crash in 28 years within the window between Purim and Passover. Let me show you why this is so prophetic. So 2 Kings verse 4 through 10 says, chapter 9, verse 4 through 10. So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. When he arrived, the captains of the army were sitting outside, and he said, "I have a message for you, O captain." Jehu said, "To which one of us?" And he said, "For you, O captain." So Jehu got up. They went into the house. He poured the oil on Jehu, on his head, and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike the house of Ahab, your master, so that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hands of Jezebel. For the entire house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every male, both bond and free, in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dogs will eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and there will be no one to bury her." Then he opened the door and fled. So the young man that was sent to anoint Jehu was told, "You anoint him and you get your little butt out of there," because of what was going to happen right after that. So Jehu's reign was marked by sweeping political upheaval, the fulfillment of prophetic judgments against the house of Ahab, and a dramatic shift in the nation's religious practices. Although Jehu's zeal in removing idol worship was noted, his own commitment to the law fell short. So even though he did all these things the Lord asked him to, his own commitment to the Lord in some ways fell short. And so Jehu was anointed by God to destroy the house of Ahab, to destroy everything to do with Baal within the nation, to shift the nation religiously, to shift the nation politically, to purposely cause political upheaval. Now, 2 Kings 10, 34 through 36 says, "Now the rest of the acts of Jehu and everything that he did in all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. The time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. 28 years. And of all times, but within the first year of Trump's second term, within the window between Purim and Passover, is when the tariff war with China goes into high gear. Their market crashes, and it's the worst crash in 28 years. That is not a mistake. That is absolutely prophetic. I'm going to show you something else that in the middle of this is quite prophetic also, having to do with President Trump. Now, this is something that was that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me yesterday when I was actually putting together some things for Influence Church when I preached there. You can go to our Rumble, Ark of Grace Ministries. Our team did stream it live. You can watch it there. But I will tell you this. Moses was 80 years old when at the burning bush, God called him. The burning bush represented the people of God being on fire, but they were never consumed. They were on fire through the generations of being enslaved in Egypt, but they were never destroyed. And that's what the burning bush represented. Moses was 80 years old when he was called. President Trump, halfway through his term, will turn 80 years old. Okay. Now, it gets even more prophetic than that. Moses was called at the burning bush at about 1446 BC. Okay, so this is when the burning bush moment happens. Interestingly enough, 1446 BC, Moses is called. President Trump's birthday is June 14th, 1946. 1446. Do I think this is a coincidence? No, I don't. I think this is absolutely prophetic and profound, and it is pointing at the fact that halfway through his term, he is going to have a burning bush moment. There is going to be a burning bush moment surrounding the White House and within this nation, because Moses was called in 1446, and President Trump's birthday is June 14th, 1946. 1446. That is not a coincidence. That is prophetically aligning for what God intends to do with him about halfway through his term. And we're 2 days before Passover. We are 2 days before entering this very prophetic time. I don't think any of these things happening are coincidence. I think they are pointing at the fact of what is happening in the realm of the spirit, and that also the kingdom of darkness, remember it is the year of the snake in China, is going to attempt to rear up for a strike and clip the wings of the eagle. So we have to be interceding, and the administration has to be ready for this, because it's going to be attempted. And I will tell you, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Lord had an interesting way with dealing with territories and with economies and those who received their wealth from principalities and pagan practices. I don't think this is any mistake. This is happening to China within the window between Purim and Passover, because that same spirit that gave Egypt its wealth is one of those spirits that was giving China its wealth. Okay, so it's the same spirit, just different names in different territories, right? And so Egypt was a superpower at that time. China is attempting to be a superpower. They're attempting to have control of a lot of things within the earth. And isn't it interesting, within Purim and Passover, that window, their market crashes, and it's the worst crash in 28 years, which is when Jehu reigned. Jehu came in driving like a madman. Driving like a madman. He was anointed by God to destroy the house of Baal, the prophets of Baal, the temple of Baal. He was anointed by God to cast Jezebel down from her high place. And this is what President Trump has been anointed to do. He has been anointed to do things like Jehu. He has been anointed to purposely cause political upheaval, financial shifts. He has been anointed to deal with the high places in this land. And he came in driving like a madman. And that's Jehu. And this is very similar to that. And when the Lord dealt with these territories, right, he had an interesting way of doing this, because he did this with Egypt, right? 5 days before Passover is when the Chinese stock market crashed. And the fifth plague of Egypt, that God moved against them, he basically caused pestilence on all of their livestock, including cattle, horses, donkeys found in the fields were destroyed. And Pharaoh went out and inspected and found that not one of Israel's livestock was harmed, but all of their livestock was destroyed. Now, this is interesting because this sort of coincides to what is happening in China right now. And I will show you how, because the Egyptians worship many animals and they had many animal headed deities. Horses and cattle were not only high value in the land of Egypt, but they were also sacred. Right. The god Apis, the false god Apis, was represented as a bull, and Baal was also represented as a bull. And our stock market is represented as a bull when it's strong. It's the same spirit moving in different territories. And I will tell you, when God moved on the fifth plague, what he was doing is he was going after their economy. The Lord began to take from Egypt everything that gave them wealth and power and resources. And the ancient demons that were utilizing this through those territories, they were being judged. So the Lord was moving against their economy because horses and cattle were high value and high business in Egypt. So when God began to break Egypt, he went after their economy. He went after what was high value. He went after what they worshiped. And that is what is happening with China right now. What they worship, what they see as high value, that is what is being gone after right now. And I will tell you that Jesus did the same thing in Luke chapter 8 with the Gadarenes. Satan sends a storm to stop Jesus from getting to Gadaran, because the enemy knew the second Jesus put his foot down on the soil of Gadaran, he knew the second that happened, there was going to be a shift in that territory, and those demons were going to lose their lucrative interest that they had been participating in for God knows how long in that territory. So I'm going to read to you Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, because we see this in the Old Testament and the New Testament. God coming in and disrupting their economy. God coming in and causing upheaval. God bringing people in who are anointed in order to do this. So this is what it says. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is east of Galilee. Now, when Jesus stepped out on the land, he was met by a man from the city who was possessed with demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes and was not living in a house, but among the tombs. Seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and shouted loudly, "What business do we have in common with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me before the appointed time of judgment." Now he was already commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had seized him violently many times. And he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Why? Because they wander in dry places. Ever wonder why Las Vegas is built in a desert? Because demons like dry places. They wander in dry places. Verse 30, then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. They continually begged him not to command them to go into the abyss. Now, a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the mountain. The demons begged Jesus to allow them to enter the pigs, and he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran away. They told it to the city and out in the country. And people came to see what had happened. They came to Jesus, found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. And they were frightened. Those who had seen it told them how the man who had been demon-possessed had been healed. Then all the people of the country of the Gerasenes and the surrounding district asked him to leave them because they were overwhelmed with fear. So Jesus got into the boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out kept begging him, pleading to go with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, "Return home and tell all the great things God has done for you." So the man went away proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done. One man, delivering one man, evangelized and changed an entire city. Think about that. Delivering one man who became the evangelist for the Gerasenes. And I'm going to show you a few things about this, because Jesus came in and he disrupted their economy. And I'm going to show you how. Because Jesus put his foot on that ground and everything shifted. That's why the enemy sent the storm he did. And the moment he touched that soil, a shift occurred in the realm of the spirit. The kingdom of darkness was in a complete panic that a man who lived in the tombs, possessed by a legion of demons, comes running to throw himself at the feet of Jesus. And he was living in the tombs, which means that he was where the dead were, because he was spiritually dead. He was completely spiritually dead. And the demons in him throw him right at the feet of Jesus. And they start to play, let's make a deal with Jesus. You think that game show is new? No, it's not new. They start playing, let's make a deal. They want to go into the pigs. Why the pigs? First of all, it was one of the most unclean animals to the Jews, okay? And demons are the most unclean things. So they wanted to go into an unclean host. Secondly, those pigs were big business in the Gerasenes. Those pigs were used to sacrifice to idols. Those pigs were used for food. They were big business. They were commerce in the area of the Gerasenes. So this is why they're asking. However, pigs are one of the smartest animals on the planet. They have the intelligence of a four-year-old child. The pigs knew something had entered them. Man doesn't know sometimes. The pigs knew. The pigs knew something very dark had entered them. And they went and drowned themselves. Because the demons were attempting to take a lesser host, an unclean host, in order to keep a stronghold over that entire area. They did not want to be cast out of the area because they would lose the stronghold they had over that area. And so Jesus disrupted their economy by allowing the demons to go into the pigs, and the pigs that they were using for sacrifices to false idols and for food and for commerce suddenly go running into the water, drown themselves, and now the economy of the Gerasenes and what the enemy had been running through people suddenly gets disrupted. And when that happens, they begged Jesus to leave. Because what Satan gave them, they desired more than what Jesus Christ just demonstrated before them. What Satan gave them, they desired more than what Jesus Christ demonstrated before them. Because sometimes what the world gives us, the physical, the tangible, we want to hold on to while driving God out. That's a problem in the church right now. They want to hold on to the world and drive God out. And that is what was happening in the Gerasenes when their economy was disrupted, when their way of life was disrupted, because Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High God, stepped his holy foot on that ground and that entire area began to shift. That is what the United States did over decades. That is what China did. And here comes Jehu, anointed, driving like a madman. Here comes Jesus Christ, subduing storms, stepping his foot with authority on the area of the Gerasenes and having everything shift, interfering with the enemy's economy in the enemy's territory, because the Lord's economy works a little different, and we are going to see that in this season. It's time the church learns the Lord's economy. How the Lord's economy works. He doesn't submit to the economies of this world, to the markets of this world, to the nations of this world. They submit to him. And the church in this season also needs to understand this. The United States, their leadership needs to understand this, because the church is facing their Gadaran moment. The church in 2025, 2024, with the year of Joshua 24, choose this day whom you will serve. It was the valley of decision for the nation. 2025 is the valley of decision for the church. And we are facing that Gadaran moment right now. And when the cleansing is happening, are we telling Jesus to leave? Because we want to hold on to what the world has given us. That is what is happening in China right now. This is what we see happening. There is a righteous judgment against the market of China. There is a righteous judgment going out against the nation of China. This, in a way, as well, is their Egypt moment. As we encroach on Passover, we are 2 days before Passover. This is their Egypt moment. This is their valley of decision. And I would not be surprised at all if during Passover, China broke and surrendered. And I am saying that because I am watching what is happening. I am watching how this is moving. I am watching prophetically what is happening. And during Passover, it would not surprise me one iota if China broke during Passover and surrendered. They're going to either do that or they're going to rear up for a strike where the leadership will be cut off at the head. One of those two things is going to happen, because right now with the year of the snake, right? Snakes, when they go out to hunt and they slither and they look, they rear up very fast for a strike, and then they attempt to constrict. And so this is why I'm saying what is happening in China right now. There is an appointed time for God to deal with nations of the earth. There is an appointed time for Jehu to tear down the house of Ahab and Jezebel, to tear down the altars of Baal, to tear down the temple of Baal, to create upheaval purposely, to destroy their way of commerce, because Baal was big business in Israel at that time. And God brought Jehu in to purposely disrupt their economy, to purposely disrupt how money was coming in, to purposely disrupt their sacrifices, to purposely disrupt their way of life, to throw Jezebel down and evict her off her high place because her rule was over. And this is what we're seeing happening. This is what we're seeing aligning right now. We are seeing this absolutely on the cusp of Passover come together in this Jehu moment, in this Gadaram moment, in this prophetic Passover where these nations are being judged, where God gave grace, and because of the blood that cries and testifies against them before the throne of God, we are seeing this now happen. But at the same time we're seeing this happen, the enemy hates Passover because it reminds him not only that God broke his superpower with Egypt, but of Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb, and what he did at Calvary for us. And the enemy hates it. And what happened at Reagan International Airport today with two American Airlines, American Eagle planes clipping each other. First of all, that points at an epic battle within the White House. I'm just going to tell you that. That points at an epic battle that is coming within the White House. But as well, watching that happen today on the cusp of Passover, when a bird's wings get clipped, it cannot fly and it cannot soar. And there is going to be an attempt, and I would not be surprised at all if China was involved in it, to clip the wings of America. And we have to intercede and pray, and the administration has to be sober-minded and vigilant right now, because the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And China is being cornered like a wounded animal. And when a wounded animal is cornered, when a wounded snake is cornered, it is going to strike. And it is going to rear up because the fight or flight mechanism has kicked in. It doesn't matter if China is a part of BRICS, because God is going to issue judgment against the BRICS nations as well. Okay? They're going to lose some BRICS in the process in their foundation for continuing what they're continuing. So on the cusp of the Passover that we're entering, and it's interesting because I believe Passover ends on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. So it's interesting, but the two connect this year. The two coincide this year. I don't think that's any mistake either. I think this is the fact that Passover and Easter, or Passover and Resurrection Sunday, are coming together on the same day within the first year of this administration, I don't think is any mistake. And I do believe we are going to see a burning bush moment coming in the White House halfway through his term. We are going to see that. But I will tell you too, what happened at Reagan today, I believe, is a warning of an attempt that is coming, a very serious one, on the life of President Trump. Because Reagan, his first year in office, that is what happened. And these incidences keep happening at Reagan, most of them with American Eagle planes from American Airlines. And Trump's own presidencies equal 9/11, right? 45, 4 plus 5 is 9, 47 plus 7 is 11, 9/11. So this is a time that we as believers have to be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and the seasons. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to be asking the Lord to give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say, that we would hear his voice, know his voice, and as strangers, we will not follow, because there is an outcry that is going to be brought from the kingdom of darkness against what is happening here in America. And it's going to be loud, and it's going to involve nations that Satan is tempting right now to come together to try to come after the United States of America. Also, Europe is attempting to open a very dark gate before its time. So I believe we are going to see certain events when it comes to leadership move in France, move in Switzerland, move in England. We are going to see these move in Germany. We are going to see these happen in this time. This is going to be a very prophetic, profound Passover. I do believe there's going to be quite sobering moments here in the midst of Passover because of what is happening in the realm of spirit and how it is moving within the earth. So we are going to do the live Passover Seder Tuesday, April 15th, I believe it's the 15th, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be doing the live Seder. We are putting out a shopping list. We will also be doing communion. So we would love for you to join us. I think it's so important this year that we honor the Passover because of what the Lord did for our Jewish brothers and sisters, but also what the Lord did for us in the United States of America and how God is moving. I think it is so important for us to keep it. So we will be doing the live Seder with you from start to finish Tuesday, April 15th as well. And we have to really, really, you cannot let the enemy in this time rattle you emotionally. That's what he wants to do. He wants to rattle you emotionally. He wants to let your emotions lead you around by the neck. Your emotions will drive you into a ditch. And the enemy is attempting that in this time because he is in such a tizzy about what is happening, to his interests and the territories he thinks he owns. You know, he is trying to rear up and go after believers. Pray for the Church of China right now. Pray because the enemy's going to target them. Pray for the Church of China that they are protected miraculously in the midst of this. Pray for the Church of Iran right now because Iran, the back of Iran is going to be broken. The back of Iran is going to be broken. It is coming. So just pray for that church too, the underground church, because the enemy is out for blood right now. And he is out and he is looking to rear up for a strike. He is looking to clip the wings of the eagle. He is looking to clip the wings of America in the middle of this. And normally when you clip the wings, it means you're going to go after leadership. Normally when you clip the wings, it means you want to go after leadership. You want to go after what lifts the bird up. You want to go after what causes it to mount up. So just remember that and pray and intercede as we go forth, because I'm going to be vigilantly watching and praying. And if we have to come on an emergency live because something happens, we absolutely will do that because this is such a sobering time within the earth and for nations. And one of the largest changings of the guard is being triggered right now within the earth. And we are going to see that as well. And this thing going on with Russia and Ukraine, one of those leaders is going to fall very, very soon. You're going to see very soon one of those leaders completely crumble and fall and be overthrown. So I'm just warning you about that too, that is coming as well. So let me just quickly here put up, because we are in a revolutionary war, and that is the name of my first book. All glory goes to God for this. I didn't even know I had this book in me, but God knew I had this book in me. So it is out. It is available everywhere. It is a top new release right now. And so I'm very grateful for that. I give God all the glory. So you could go to Barnes and Noble's, Amazon, Charisma Media has it on their site as well. And everywhere books are sold, you can now order The Revelationary War, The Epic Battle Against False Prophecy and Deception. We go back decades, back to even the Revolutionary War in this book. And we talk prophetically what happened and how, and I wrote this book way before the election. I wrote it June 2024. And I wrote it as if President Trump won. So I wrote the book and showed prophetically what was happening in the nation and where we are going, and also what is going on with the church, because the church and the political are connected right now. What's happening in the political is happening in the church. What's happening in the church is happening in the political. So both of these are in the book. They run tandem in the book. So thank you to everyone who has bought the book so far. I am very, very grateful for that. And if you can order it, we would love for you to order it and read it. And we praise the Lord for it. I really do. I give God all the glory for that book because he gave it to me. So he gets all the glory for it. Praise the Lord. Also, we put up Andrew Sorcini already. towards the beginning with clay, we can maybe put up Givaderm, and we'll do the social media handles. This is Givaderm. These lovely ladies are believers. They are very amazing at what they do. They have an amazing all-natural skincare line that I use twice a day. I absolutely love it. It is one of the best I have ever used. It truly is food for your face. They are just wonderful women of God as well. They are God-fearing women. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. It makes a wonderful gift as well. And it is also, they put it all in glass because it is healthier when things are in glass than when things are in plastic. With everything going on with microplastics being in food and being in water, they put everything in glass, which is absolutely wonderful. And we're going to put up our social media handles real quick. If you could like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Rumble and YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, @AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. We have an app as well. Go to your app store, search Ark of Grace. You will see the dove with the olive branch. You can download our app. You can watch us on your Roku. And now you can watch our shorts on the app. So all the shorts I do, you can actually now watch on the app. So I'm very grateful that our team did this. There's Cyrus in his shorts, watching his mummy shorts. So basically you can go to our app, and you can watch our shorts there as well. We also put out two shorts today. So if you could go watch those as well, they're going to be up on all of our social media platforms. And I will continue to be putting out shorts while I'm traveling. We also have the Timothy Dixon event coming up as well in Fresno, California. I will be preaching April 19th and 20th. Robin Bullock will be there the 23rd and 24th. We're looking very forward to this. Timothy Dixon has put our faces on a billboard in Fresno, California. And he didn't even tell me he was going to do it. He just went and did it and then sent the picture. And we love Brother Timothy. But he says we're going to tear down some altars. So he called me on me and Robin Bullock to come with him to do that. And so basically I'll be preaching Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday as well. We hope to see you there. And I will update you on Chris. He actually just came out for a moment to get a blanket to then go back to sleep. So I will be checking on him. I promise we will update you on Chris. Just continue to pray for him with his brain right now, because his brain right now is just struggling a bit. But God is faithful, and we are just continuing to pray, and we are continuing to trust the Lord. And so he's getting some rest. Thank God. And we so appreciate your prayers. I really do. We so appreciate that you hold us up in prayer, because it's not easy for me when I see that to have to come on live or to have to preach or to have to minister. But you know what? I have to do that to show the enemy this is not working. The way you get out of an attack is you don't stop what you're doing. You move forward and you show the enemy what he's doing is not working. And so that is the way you, even if you have to crawl, you move forward. You show him it is not working. So praise the Lord. We give him all the glory. Thank you, everyone, for watching today. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. Also, Psalm 51, created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You got to cleanse your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to cleanse our hearts. Ephesians 1 and 3. Those scriptures from those chapters are the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That should be for us something we truly adopt into our prayer life. The order of that prayer is what is so incredible. And Jesus Christ gave it himself. So we want to encourage you in the word. As we go, we always want to encourage you in the word. Be in the word of God every day right now. Take that time with the Lord. Give him his rightful place in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be putting out shorts the rest of the week. If anything, we will come on, and then we will be on Tuesday, April 15th for the live Passover Seder. God bless everyone. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.